You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Today, and in just a few moments, I'll ask you to turn in your Bibles to a text that is really one that you know. But I can't find any books or commentaries or anything in my study that have anything mentioned about the text. It's an amazing text. I always like to study the Bible and get what God has got for us and then look back and try to find out, is there something I've missed that some fellows preached this years ago? Charles Spurgeon, to my knowledge, I've looked in his volumes of books that I have. He never preached on this subject. He only lived to be age 59. Is the world's largest church in London. He died in 1899. They'd come over to his place and they would ride those, not the jeepneys, but the vehicles like that. And they'd say, "Go, take me to Charlie's place. Take me over the hill to Charlie's place." Speaking of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. I didn't find anything that he mentioned about this text. I didn't find anything from F.B. Meyer, a great contemporary of the 1800s and would preach at the same time, early 1900s. I didn't find anything from any commentary, and I have thousands of books in my library. It's amazing. It should be somewhere. It's such a familiar text. It's the text that sets your house in order. I'd like you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings. In 2 Kings chapter number 20, we'll look today. I'll look at just one verse and have prayer. But there'll be many verses, so keep your Bible ready and keep it open. It's a joy to have each of you in church today. Those that are here for the very first time, we are honored you're here. It's a great honor to have you in church, that you would choose to come to God's house on a Sunday morning. For those of you that you've been coming week after week, and I'd honor you and I respect you for it. We have so many folks that are shut in. I was visiting shut-ins yesterday. So many folks are shut in and not able to come to church. And you know about their great needs. And our dear friend, Brother Nikolai, is watching right now, and he's nearing the shore. And we know that, and he knows that. And just very difficult times. Well, 2 Kings in chapter 20. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. I don't know the age of Hezekiah, but he's probably, the best I can figure, in his 50s. He's still going to have 15 more years God's going to give him. But at this point, he is told that he's going to die. I wonder, are you 50? I wonder, you're 40. You've got 3,600 days left. I wonder how old you are, or how young you are, if you've already passed 50. But it's appointed a man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. I was looking back this Thanksgiving week, making my Thanksgiving list that's in your bulletin. I was thinking about all the people that have passed away this year. Well, there have been so many of them in our church, and we've had funerals, and we have more coming up, and we have another one this next Monday, and the Spanish ministry have had so many folks, but none of them were expected. Everyone, we began the year thinking, I'm going to live this year, I'm going to make it, but none of them did. The Bible says he was sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him, saying unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I desperately need you today. I know I need you. And I pray that I would represent thee so well, that I would be hid behind the cross of Christ, that Christ would be lifted up, and that Christ would be exalted here today. I think of that song we sang, what a lovely name, that name of Jesus. all the special music. I've never gotten over being saved. The special music we heard from the choir, from the singers today. And I pray that it all point to this moment of we approach the Word of God. May we do so with great, great confidence, knowing that your Word is true. With great conviction that knowing that what is written is for our admonition, for our good. And so bless this time together, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says that in those days Hezekiah was sick unto death. You know, when all of a sudden your health turns on you, and it's going to turn in this next calendar year for some of us. It may be a stroke. It may be a heart attack. It may be MS. It may be that you've come to the end of your journey. It may be cancer. It may be MS. Who knows what it's going to be? It may be Lou Gehrig's disease, but it's going to be something for many in a room this size. It will happen to the youngest. It will happen to the middle-aged. It happened to the eldest and elders that are here today. But when we're sick unto death. Pardon me. And in these days, when Hezekiah was sick unto death, he didn't know what to do. He wept. He just wept. There's something with confronting death face to face. And he wept. And he prayed. You know, he always did the same thing when he had trouble. Back in chapter number 18 and 19, you find that Rabshakeh came. And Rabshakeh was making fun of him. He said, now, this leader of yours, your president, your king, King Hezekiah. Oh, he's a good man. Yes, he's a good man. But if you trust in what he asks you to do, that's against the law. You cannot trust where he, and everything he did, he made fun of him. When Rabshakeh made fun of Hezekiah, Hezekiah went one to the man of God. He went to the place of prayer, and he went to the house of prayer, the house of God. And I want to say, when you run into trouble in life, you always get to the house of God. I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. I don't care what troubles you're going through in life. You always get to the house of God. You always get to the house of God, I said. Always get to God's house. You don't walk away and say, well, this is not what I signed up for. Well, yeah, but it's what God's given to you. You get to the house of God. And you get to the man of God. I'm not the answer. But I can pray for you. And I'll do that, I promise you. In the midnight hour when I cannot sleep, I'll get up and I'll pray for you. In the early morning hour, I'll pray for you. Throughout the day, my wife and I at nighttime will pray for you. And we'll seek God for your behalf. Maybe your sickness is not unto death. Maybe it looks like it's unto death. But God says, I'm going to give you 15 more years as he's going to give Hezekiah. But get to the man of God and get to the place of prayer. We have to have problems in our life because that's when we speak to God. We don't speak to him often when things are going well. But when things are going wrong, we turn to God in prayer. Get to the house of God. Get to the man of God. Get to the place of prayer. And that's what he did, and that's what he does here. Not only do we see his sickness, but he set his house in order. Set your house in order. Make proper arrangements of your house. And I'm going to ask you, this is the theme of my message today, as we're speaking about setting your house in order. Would you set your house in order? You say, well, I'm young. Well, we were young too. Our youngest daughter had her 45th birthday this year, and we were married 7 years before God gave us, 1 month shy of 7 years before God gave her to us. But when those kids were little, Tim, who pastors in Arizona, and Ryan and Tiffany, who pastor in Southern California, and Chris and Tabitha, that are serving here in the school and in the church and the ministry, we made arrangements for them. I'll never forget. We contacted your dad, Leanne, a lawyer, and he said in the will that we made, we didn't own a house, we didn't own anything, but we had those kids, and that's what we are so concerned about. And we put in there, in that will, Mrs. Treiber, it said, is expecting her second child, Tim. There was no Tabitha yet, but she's going to come 13 months later. But there was a Tiffany and a child that they're expecting. And we talked to her, a family member, and we talked to them and said, would you be willing to raise our children in event of our death? And they said, I said, would you pray about it? And they said, we don't have to pray about it, Brother Treiber. I said, well, you pray about it. And they prayed about it, and they came back and said, we will. Do you have your house set in order? I mean, your children, do they go to the state? Who will they go to? Your assets, what, you own a house, you've got a 401k, you have something. Who does that go to? Have you set your house in order? In this room, every single person needs to have an order to your life, an order to your death as well as your life. And that is, you have to have a will. You have to have a trust. You have to have something that sets your house in order. God's word says here, Hezekiah is sick unto death. And the prophet said, set your house in order. And then he said, he turned not only to his sickness and he turned to his setting, but he turned to his supplication, his prayer. He turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. He said, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now I've walked before thee in truth and a perfect heart. I've done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Verse 5, again, tell Hezekiah, the captain of the people, thus saith the Lord God, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. I wonder what tears God seen in your heart this week, this month, this year. I wonder what tears God's going to see in your heart if he tarries and we live next year at this time. And I wonder what sorrows come to your heart. I wonder what difficulties will come. One of the difficult things of pastoring the same church so very long is to see at every row, there's a heartache. There's a disappointment. And you go through row after row after row after row after row after row. And you go after row after row after row, and you see heartache, and you see disappointment. And you go through this row after row after row after row, and both sides are up in the balcony, that balcony, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one. Everywhere you look, there's people that have heartaches and they weep before God. I wonder what's kept you awake at night. I wonder what it is that God has allowed to enter into your life, because all things are God, Father, hand filtered. Every trial that I face in my life, God has filtered through his heavenly hand. He knows the sorrows. God knows the heartache. God knows the disappointment today. And he said, I've seen your prayer. I've seen your supplication. You've set your house in order. You have this sickness. I've seen your prayer. I've seen your tears. I've seen your heartache. God knows everything. I see in this text before us, I see a statement made. I will add unto thee 15 years. I will deliver this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend the city that is mine, for my sake, for my servant David's sake. And God came to the point where he said, I've seen your tears. I've heard your prayers. I've seen your suffering. I'm going to answer your prayer. I can't explain to you how God answers prayer. I don't understand it. I wish I could tell you I understand how I pray and pray and pray. And God doesn't answer that. I prayed for 31 years that God would give us more than that 1 acre. Those were 31 hard years. We had 1 acre of ground. We grew for 25 years by 100 a year. If you're a member, you could not park there. You could not park in the neighborhood. You had to park shovel lots everywhere. I didn't know what God was doing for 31 years. I can remember coming to the point, and I didn't feel like leaving. I didn't feel like it was right to leave. And we kept adding on to that building that's being used this morning by our Spanish at the other property. And I can remember pouring my heart out to God. I wrote letters to everyone up and down Montague Expressway, all farms, owned mostly by Pacific Railroad. And I said, would you please help us? We need land. And God never answered my prayer for 31 years. 31 years. I recall wanting to start a radio broadcast when I came here. And we tried everything possible to get on the radio. It's just cost prohibitive. We didn't have that. We didn't own a building. When we came here, we didn't own anything. But you know, I prayed a year here and God never answered that prayer. I prayed 5. And I prayed 10. And 15 and 20 and 25 and 30 and 31 years again. And at 31 years, without making one call, God gave us 100 stations in one day. I don't know why it took so long. I don't know why there have been some prayers I prayed specifically, oh God, don't do this in this person's life. Don't take their life, please. But God took it. I don't understand that. I'm not going to debate with God because God is always right. And child of God, my job is to use my sickness if God chooses that in my life for His glory. My job is to set my house in order. My task is supplication to pour my heart out to God. And my task is to make a statement that God said, I'm going to give you 15 more years. He blew it in those 15 years. A king came to see him and he showed him everything in his house. And God says, you've done wrong. You've done wrong. I gave you 15 years and he couldn't debate it. He said, Lord, you know it's right. And he lived 15 years and he did right. But he said, it's going to show up in your children. And it did, his son, Manasseh. You see, child of God, we have to make right decisions in life. We have to be right with God. And this morning, I just plead with you. Would you consider, are you right with God? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm so burdened for this crowd this morning. Some are sick. Oh, they're not sick physically, but they're sick spiritually. Some of these young people here today are bus kids. They're so good, but they're sick. Some are sick spiritually. Some are sick physically. Some are sick mentally. They're not thinking right. God, open up the eyes of people that today there'd be a brokenness, that I have sinned and done iniquity in thy sight. God, break down barriers. I pray for those that are lost without Christ. Lord, I pray this be their day of their salvation. We have 3 of our four grandkids in here, four of our four grandkids out of 14. God, I prayed for each of them so very fervently this morning. And last night, that God, you'd really speak to their hearts today regarding the truth of your word. Help us not to play at this thing. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. How many could say with the uplifted hand, no one looking, it's between you and me and God. But you say, Pastor, I'm here, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I have the assurance that I'll go see Jesus one day. I'm not saying I'm right, but I know I'm saved. Could you lift your hand up all over this house? I know I'm saved. You may put them down. Help me up here in these balconies, these lower floors. You say, Brother Treiber, I'm not saved. I don't know Christ as my Savior. I'm not certain that I'll go to heaven one day, but I'd like to be sure of that. I'd like to know. Pray for me. I'll not say your name or where you're seated, but just pray for me. Would you pray for me? Would you slip your hand up? I want to be saved. Would you slip your hand up all over the balconies and the lower floors? And one more question I have for you. I wonder who here today is a Christian, you're saved, but you're not right with God. Oh, when you're not right with God, you cannot be right with man. Yes. You have to be right with God. I must be right with God. Pray for me, Brother Treiber. I'm not right and I know it. Would you slip your hand up? Thank you. You may put them down. Our Father, it's very important that we must find ourselves living for Thee on this day, sold out to Thee. We have to set our house in order. We just must. Our house needs order. To set means to order your house, to arrange your house in such a way that it's in order. It's in God's order, not mine. May we all take inventory of our home. What's not right? What needs to be corrected? And may we have enough grace to do what is right. Please, God, speak to hearts today. Please, dear God, speak to the unsaved. Speak to the saved. Speak to the lost. Speak to those that are away from you.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.